So let's talk about how Hasbro just dropped these toy leaks that could be showing us some huge spoilers in Avengers Endgame. Let's talk about it right now. Welcome, true believers, to Heart in the Paint podcast. If you are new to this channel, if you love Marvel, DC, comics, TV, film, everything that goes into all those topics I just said, please hit that subscribe button. Or if you are listening to us on the Anchor app, hit that favorite button. At any time that you love the content that you're doing, hit that thumbs up and hit that like button. Thank you so much for listening, and let's get on into this new episode. All right, guys, so we are still doing that giveaway of the Oh Snap Thanos t-shirt. All you have to do is be a subscriber to both our podcast outlets as well as the YouTube channel. And to win our Avengers 4 movie ticket giveaway, guys, Avengers 4, I keep on saying Avengers 4, but Avengers Endgame movie tickets, all you have to be is a subscriber to the YouTube channel right here. Like, push that notification bell, and comment to this video and tell me what your favorite toy leak is. Now, we're going to be going over this Hasbro toy leak today. Everybody's talking about it on YouTube, Reddit, and Twitter. And kind of, we've kind of got this toy leak before. I think it was around 6 to 7 months ago, maybe, that we got these toy leaks. I'm not pretty sure where geographically on the map it was, but, you know, we got these toy leaks, and now we got some hard evidence now. Now, this is the thing that we got to take for a grain of salt, okay? As you can see, all these pictures that we're going to be going through, we get some hard, really hard evidence. But again, these are toys, and a lot of the community, we know that one of the biggest leaks that we can get, or spoilers here, is through toys. So we got to thank Hasbro for all this stuff. But again, also take it for the grain of salt, because there are also some toys that will come out that we never really see in the movies. So let's talk about these Quantum Realm suits that we see literally everybody have. And now, we've seen these kind of concept arts before. Now, also, guys, if you are listening on any of the podcast outlets, head on over to the YouTube, because I am breaking this down. Usually what I do, guys, is when I do the episodes, I record it on my podcast outlet here on Anchor, but I bring the audio over and edit it on YouTube. So, guys, head on over to our YouTube channel, because we got some really cool stuff over there for you guys that you can find on YouTube and not on our podcast outlet. But anyways, as you can see there with this Hulk outfit, now this is, again, we're going to be going through a whole bunch of pictures. We see this suit here. Now, in the concept art that we see, I think this was released maybe 5 or 6 months ago. We did have somewhat of the synopsis of a greater threat to Thanos. So all these people were expecting, putting theory crafts together of what that villain is. But if we can just put that to the side and look at all these concept arts that we have. Now, these kind of concept arts, which we have every Avenger will, and also Guardians, in this white and red Quantum Realm suit. But if we look at some other toys, there is some characters that don't have the Quantum Realm suit as well as others. And it's just a whole slew and mixture of stuff, where at one point there's this Lego toy that was put on Reddit where he did have the white Quantum Realm suit. And also he has his shield back, which we can kind of see somewhat in a way in the first trailer. We don't really know, because in this concept art with everybody on it, we see Iron Man with the white Quantum Realm suit, and then another one in the back of the toys where he just has his nanotech suit. So this is the kind of stuff that you have to really take for the grain of salt. The only one that is very consistent in its concept art as well as the toys is Thor and Hulk. Okay, so we see, if we get a little bit of more of focus, and we have some great pictures here. in front of us here, where we get to see the suit, like on Thor here, we get to see the power suit. Now, even though we don't see helmets on here, we do think, just like Ant-Man and the Wasp, how the helmet comes up, just like if it would be Black Panther or Iron Man's suit, it will come over them. But we also see some leaks here with Thanos as well in the background, and we see that sword again that we saw 6 months ago with these other kind of toy leaks here. So if we see here, we got Iron Spider, Captain America, Thor, and Black Panther, which we can kind of see, okay, how are these characters going to be coming in? Now, we've already seen Thor in the Avengers 4 trailer. We've already seen Captain America kind of like in his old Winter Soldier suit. We didn't see Spider-Man. We didn't see Black Panther. We already know from videos past, as well as all the other people that have been saying it, a part of the community here, that, you know, we're only getting... If we ever get another trailer, guys, if we ever get another trailer, which I would not be surprised if we don't get anything up until the release date, it's only going to contain in the 15 minutes of the film, okay? So we don't know how Iron Spider is going to be seen. Is it going to be Soul World? We can kind of think about all these characters. Are they going to be in Soul World or in, well... Now that I think about it, now we're like literally raw putting this theory together, we can eventually see them in the Soul World. But remember what some of the actors said in PR work with Infinity War, where there was a scene where every single person, every single character, every single hero was in the same shot. So we're going to see these characters come all together. Now, it could be a fighting scene, or it could just be a wedding or a funeral. So even though it's a lot of people are saying, I don't know how the timeline is going to be with just because of the Far From Home trailer releasing. We don't know why Spider-Man's still here. Is it a different universe? Is it an Ultimate Universe? None of that, guys, because we have already kind of explained this could happen, where another snap could happen, where we can reverse everything and basically have people forget. So there's going to be a portion or the group that's going to walk away with this with no memory of Infinity Wars and Thanos and all that. And there's going to be some that walk away what they do remember. Okay, so we dive deeper into this. We do see the back of these cases. Now, some we can see that it's Thor, some that we can see Iron Spider, and some that we can see that's Cap. Now, we do get a little bit of a close-up here on Ronan in a little bit of his headgear here. Now, he doesn't have a quantum suit, but if we see back in the group one right here, we do see him with the Quantum Realm suit. So... we see also some other characters, Rocket Raccoon with a suit. We do see Valkyrie, and we do see Star-Lord. Star-Lord has no suit, as well as Valkyrie has no suit. So they could be on another pursuit, because we know it's been confirmed, the Russo brothers said this is not anything new here, that Valkyrie did survive, and a group of Asgardians did survive and escaped before Thanos caught to the ship. If we go and skip into some other backs, we do see Black Widow with the Quantum Realm suit. Again, here, Captain America has no suit, as well as Iron Man is in his nanotech suit. So again, guys, take this for a grain of salt, guys. There's a lot here that can be said. Even in the Hulk here, this again confirms a Professor Hulk look here. Now, the whole Professor Hulk thing in the first concept art that was released, that's something a lot of us literally jumped on really quickly. That's nothing really new. We're going to see a Professor Hulk. But also, I've heard a bunch of people say this. Check out I guess you would want to say a weapon right next to Hulk here. Now, again, they were pretty clever of not putting Professor Hulk, because I don't think it's going to be something in the movie where he's literally going to be changed his name as Professor Hulk. We know that from the comics. That's not going to be in just the same way that Captain America in Infinity War was not called Nomad, but we knew he was Nomad. So they're not going to really put Professor Hulk. So yes, keep it as Hulk. But look, this looks like some kind of like, you know, iron in copper brass, a little handle here, as well as a part of cement, which looks like there is going to be some kind of fight in possibly the quantum realm. Now, this could be, again, a huge stretch, guys, but this could be a potential fight in the quantum realm, which now, just wrapping my mind around it, is amazing, because there is some, you know, theory crafters out there that have put together videos that have found a city in the quantum realm, and so many other theorists out there that put it together that there could be an Avenger city or Avenger tower being built in the quantum realm. So if the MCU goes that route, you know, it's one of these things, guys, and I want to actually open the floor up to you guys and comment on this video. To win the Avengers 4 tickets, you have to, that's a part of the thing anyways. So I want to really hear from you guys of all the information that we've covered, as well as I didn't get a chance to cover, and all these other things. What do you guys think about all of this? What are other things that you are getting out of all these toy leaks, and what not to go off of? So again, make your requests known at the bottom if you want me to do another video, or just you know, basically answer a question or anything. Please comment below, guys. Also, again, just to reiterate, we are giving those giveaways with the a Snap Thanos shirt. All you have to do to enter to win that is be a subscriber to both channels, anywhere on Apple, Spotify, Anchor, Google, all that stuff. But to win the Avengers 4 in-game movie tickets, you have to be a subscriber to the channel. To like, push the notification so you don't miss anything, because I mean, there's a lot happening. There was a lot that released this weekend. The Shazam trailer just released, and a whole bunch of stuff, guys. I'm gonna be doing a whole bunch of videos in the next 24 hours, so stay tuned to hit all that stuff for potential new giveaways and all that good stuff. So it's always helpful to hit that notification bell. All right, guys, that's pretty much it. Thank you guys for taking time out of your busy days to hear me rant. As always, I'm Justin, and thank you for listening to Heart in the Paint. Stay blessed and stay awesome.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.